As part of his plan to reduce gun violence, President Obama has directed the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to resume scientific studies of the issue. He's effectively ordering the end of a ban that's been in place for nearly two decades. As NPR's Julie Rovner reports, that's no simple task.
Art Kellerman first began studying gun violence in the 1980s. As an emergency room doctor in Atlanta, he saw a lot of gun injuries he says weren't associated with bad guys. The results of his studies and those of other researchers at the time were strikingly similar, he says.
On the balance, the risks of a tragedy in the home, a homicide or a suicide, were actually increased if a gun was kept there rather than not.
Those studies were mostly funded by the CDC's Injury Prevention Center and published in some of the nation's most prestigious medical journals. But gun advocates hotly disputed the findings. Michael Hammond of the group Gun Owners of America was involved in the effort to ban CDC from funding gun violence research back in 1996.
CDC, it appeared, was going to basically issue politicized studies with taxpayer funding concerning the Second Amendment issues. And at that point, a number of people thought that the last thing we needed was taxpayer funding of junk science.
The National Rifle Association, which didn't respond to repeated requests for comment for this story, all but declared war on the CDC in 1995. First, the NRA tried to defund the agency's entire Injury Control Center, even though the gun violence research amounted to only a small part of its portfolio. Eventually, a compromise of sorts was reached.
They were clever at the time, as you may recall.
Connecticut Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro is now the ranking Democrat on the subcommittee that sets the Department of Health and Human Services budget. She was a relatively junior member back then. DeLauro says congressional funders took the amount of money CDC was spending on gun violence research and ordered that it be used instead to study traumatic brain injury.
How do you say no to traumatic brain injury?
But gun violence research opponents also added something else to the spending bill that year, and every year since, language saying none of the funds made available to the CDC could be used to, quote, advocate or promote gun control. Now, President Obama says his order that the research resume is premised on the legal opinion that gun violence research is not the same as advocating or promoting gun control. That's what researchers have always claimed as well. Kellerman says most public health research is based on making things safer, not taking them away.
It's ironic. If you think about it, in the last 20 years, we've made spectacular progress with car crashes. We've made spectacular progress in reducing drownings, smoke inhalation from house fires, and yet we've not banned matches, swimming pools, or automobiles.
But over the years, it appears neither the CDC nor researchers wanted to take a chance testing the limits of the research ban, says Congresswoman DeLauro, which essentially shut the research down.
CDC didn't want to risk the agency. People didn't want to risk careers. So what is it, 15, 17 years now since there's been any really solid data or research, you know, on injuries from gun violence?
Lawmakers have actually expanded the ban over the years to include other agencies, including the National Institutes of Health. Gun advocates even got language added to the all-Democratic 2010 Affordable Care Act. Michael Hammond of the Gun Owners Association says he was personally involved in that. Among the things gun owners worried about was the possibility that insurers might impose a gun surcharge in the name of public health.
And then that gun surcharge gradually climbs and climbs and climbs until it is no longer financially feasible for most people to own guns.
Meanwhile, the president's order for CDC to resume research is getting some pushback in Congress. Here's Iowa Republican Charles Grassley on the Senate floor last week.
Gun violence is not a disease, and lawful gun ownership is not a disease. It is a constitutionally protected individual right.
Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius has said the department is, quote, committed to re-engaging gun violence research at CDC and NIH. But the only real way to ensure the research restarts is for Congress to drop the existing language from the annual spending bill and restore funding. Congresswoman DeLauro and other Democrats say they'll fight for that. Georgia Republican Jack Kingston, the new chairman of the House HHS spending panel, said through a spokesman he's willing to take a look, but like everything else gun-related in Congress, nothing is guaranteed. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.